Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com with the Radio Pup app. You can take the show and KFYO programming wherever you may go. We've been talking a little bit about, of course, Obamacare, but also about 2016, that it's not too early to already look at 2016. You take a look back at what happened just the other night, Chris Christie's big win in New Jersey, and then yesterday he had a few potential 2016ers coming out and taking a few shots at Christie with Rand Paul and Marco Rubio. And joining us to talk about the possibility of 2016 and also what Republicans need to do to get back into the White House, Republican strategist. You've seen him on CNN. You've seen him on Fox News. He's also the author of Hail Mary, 10-Step Playbook for Republican Recovery. Ford O'Connell joining me. Good morning, Ford. How are you?
Well, Chad, as a native Texan, it's always good to be back on the air in Texas. Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to have you on the program. Let's talk about your book first. People can find this on Amazon.com if they would like to do that. Hail Mary, the 10-Step Playbook for the Republican Recovery. There are a lot of folks, a lot of Republicans, obviously down here in Texas, everyone's trying to take a look at who will be the big Republican savior going into 2016. And while there may be no front runner right now, what do Republicans need to do to get back into the White House, in your opinion?
You want to know the honest truth here?
Yeah.
You have to win Florida, Ohio, Virginia, and Colorado on the Electoral College, and you're back in the White House. In all honesty, what people don't recognize is Hillary Clinton, who's possibly going to be the Democratic nominee, is going to have 247 electoral votes coming out of the box. 40 states are not even going to be on the map. 10 are going to be in play, and we've got to run an inside straight.
Yeah. Well, what about Virginia? Is Virginia on your list as well?
Virginia is on the list. That's one of the four. I can't believe I forgot that. And obviously last night's showing in Virginia, or two nights ago, by Ken Cuccinelli left a lot to be desired. Part of that was he fell into the Democratic propaganda slime because Terry McAuliffe is not a great candidate, the dog with fleas. But basically that was the difference. But the good thing there for the Republicans is Obamacare is what allowed him, Ken Cuccinelli, to really close what looked like a landslide and turn it into a cliffhanger.
And is that something, because Republicans failed to do this, I think, going into 2012, really hitting Obama on Obamacare. They did it during the midterms, but then they completely abandoned it, and part of that might have been because of RomneyCare, but they completely abandoned Obamacare. Is that something Republicans have to focus on going into 2016?
Well, 2014, it's certainly going to be the major issue. In 2016, only time is going to tell. Right now, it's looking like it's going to be an albatross that we can potentially hang around Hillary Clinton's neck in Obama's record. But one of the things that Republicans really have to do, and it's really bad, is they really have to articulate a 21st century agenda going forward. They have to project the positive agenda. They have to project themselves as problem solvers, and really they have to expand the tent. Unfortunately, we seem to stick ourselves inside the echo chamber and Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, who I love dearly, but unfortunately we have to get outside and start talking to people where they are and bring those voters into our tent.
Well, when people hear you say that, they may take that as, okay, then we have to sacrifice the values that the Republican Party has held on to. Is that what you're talking about? Because right now the Republican Party is split. You have the more conservative wing, you call it Tea Party wing, and then you have the more establishment part of the Republican Party. Which way do we need to go on this?
Well, first of all, if a house divided, Hillary Clinton's going to walk in and we're going to have 8 more years of this progressive nonsense. Look, I agree there's a division within the Republican Party, but we have to have a just win, baby mindset like the Democrats. They have divisions there. We just don't know about them because the mainstream media allows them to just sort of gloss over that, and we air our dirty laundry out on primetime TV every night. Look, take Chris Christie. He's a great example. I'm not saying he should be the 2016 GOP nominee. I'm saying you should give him a shot and look at him. But here's somebody who, if you look very closely at his record in an Arctic blue stronghold like New Jersey, he was principled but practical. We may call him a rhino, but he governed pretty much as a conservative given where he was. He's pro-life, he cut taxes, and he took on the unions. I mean, there isn't really any more that you can say. Some people are going to have to do it on a bell curve. Ronald Reagan once had to do that in California. Trust me, he signed no-fault divorce into law, and I think a lot of social conservatives would be pretty hacked off about that.
Visiting with Ford O'Connell, he's GOP strategist, also author of Hail Mary, the playbook, basically, the 10-step playbook for Republican recovery. You brought up Chris Christie, his name obviously being thrown around quite a bit. Marco Rubio came out yesterday, basically said he won in New Jersey. Can you really compare New Jersey and the gains that Chris Christie got in New Jersey to the rest of the country? Can Chris Christie really play across the U.S. other than what he did in Jersey against a Democratic candidate that no one had ever heard of and was fairly weak?
Well, look, 2 points. First, I agree with you that his opponent was fairly weak, but you got to remember that he drove Cory Booker, who was going to be his top opponent, out of the race. So his just win mindset works. And really, one thing that, even though the conservative base may not warm up to him, he's a fighter, and that sort of fighter mentality does it. Only time will tell, but remember, one of the great, you know, folks that we had, Ronald Reagan, if I showed you his record in California and then I showed it to you across the nation, you'd have a remarkable difference. All I'm saying is I think Chris Christie can do that, but it's up to him to project that, particularly to the conservative base. And as for Marco Rubio, I am a big fan of Marco Rubio, and Marco Rubio is right, because if we can't win his home state, the game's over before it starts. But I also think that Marco Rubio, unfortunately, got himself crosswise with immigration reform, and now he's gone from a potential frontrunner to the preferred vice presidential nominee.
Yeah, I think so on that one, which, I mean, he's young enough. I mean, who knows what will really happen.
Well, he may have a rebound. We don't know. I think we should let all the ponies run, but I think we need to be honest about who can win. That does not mean that we accept somebody like McCain, who I used to work for, Romney, just because we think that they have great general election electability. We need to, you know, we need to get out there and test them all, and we have to have somebody that we're energized about. I think that Republicans need to pick someone they're energized about, but we also have to keep sort of both perspectives in there with respect to the general election, because Hillary Clinton is a formidable person. Trust me, regardless of how Texans may feel about her.
Well, let me ask you about this. What about, and obviously you're from Texas, Ted Cruz has been in the news everywhere. He acts like he may be running, but he may not. No one really knows if he's going to run for president. If he does, and he is shown to be a fighter and someone who stands up for what he believes in, do you think he could be one of those top-tier candidates?
I absolutely do. I'm a big fan of Ted Cruz. One of the things, though, that Ted has to do is he really has to tone down his fire and brimstone rhetoric. And what I mean by that is the following. A lot of Americans do not follow politics as closely as we do. They don't read the Washington Post op-ed page. They don't turn on Fox News in the morning. These are people who only really respond to tone, rhetoric and personal appeal, and that's one of the things that Ted needs to do. Is he needs to get beyond the conservative echo chamber where he's a darling and show himself to other people and go to places where those voters watch. I mean, one of the great things that the Republican Party doesn't do is it doesn't take itself to where the eyeballs are, whether it's show. Remember when President Obama basically ditched the White House press corps?
Yeah.
And he went out on things like The View and everything else, and we laughed at him? Unfortunately, that was a very successful strategy for him, because all he was up there to do was not bridge the gap, but to show people that he was an average, hardworking guy.
Right.
And I hate to tell you, it worked like a charm.
What is going into 2014? Obviously, it's going to set up 2016. We've talked about Chris Christie. We've hit on Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. Who are one or two, three of the other top-tier candidates that you think are going to be eventually evolve into this?
I think we can see a few people that could help bring us about. I think, you know, it really depends on Governor Scott Walker up in Wisconsin, whether or not he can win that state by 10 points in his reelection. If he does, he'll jump into a top tier. I also have my eye on Susana Martinez in New Mexico. Whether or not she wins her reelection, she might be a great complement to the ticket and help us with women and Hispanics, two groups that we really suffered dearly with.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see both of those getting into it. And Scott Walker, I think that's a name. Down here in Texas, a lot of people haven't paid attention, but he's one of those big rising stars.
He's a son of a Baptist minister, and he took on the unions, and that's something that Republicans should respect.
Yeah. Fort O'Connell, Republican strategist, author of Hail Mary, the 10-Step Playbook for the Republican Recovery. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Chad.
Have a great one.
Be on in Texas.
All right. We'll visit with Fort O'Connell again. Appreciate him.